you've been waiting for your chance. Now you fit into the parade.
Hello?
You're the master of your own destiny.
What's going down? I'm not getting typing complaints still, am I? Oop. Guys, I don't want to interrupt that solo. Love it. Yeah, I'm pumped now. That solo gave me some energy. I like it. That is a pretty good guitar solo there. Very, very nice. All right, guys, welcome to Truth Hurts Radio. It's your host, Charles Giuliani. We're going to pick up today where I left off yesterday, hopefully finish this topic so I can go on to something else next week. But we're talking today about... we're reading from globalist quotations, notable globalists over the past 100 years who have given their forecast of where they intended to take us. And sure enough, when you read these quotes and you look at the trends today, it's pretty jaw-dropping. You realize that, son of a gun, there isn't much that they said was going to happen that hasn't already happened, or at least is not in the foreseeable future. So we'll be picking up with that after the break. In the meantime, let me go over some important announcements. Once again, guys, if you're looking for answers to what's happening, call 888-211-1715 and request packet F. It's a free packet to all RBN listeners. It contains many free DVDs, books, and all kinds of information about the times that we're living in, the secret terrorists, and much, much more. Again, the toll-free number to call is 888-211-1715, and that's how you can get that packet. Just a reminder, guys, RBN has a new chat forum where you can type with other listeners as well as hosts. You just go to republicbroadcasting.org. And you can sign up there, take it just literally like half a minute, and then you're off and running. It's a neat little feature RBN has added recently. If you want to – oh, by the way, I got an email yesterday from Ted Pike, and it looks like they did succeed in shooting down this hate crimes bill. It got removed from the Defense Authorization Act of 2008. And it didn't get passed through. So, you know, 3,001 cheers for the efforts of people like Ted Pike that have fought this thing. It did pay off, guys. And, you know, maybe part of the reason for that was mentioning it here on this show and on other shows on this network, you know, encouraging people to call in. I think, you know, that contributed to it. It tipped it in our favor. So we can be glad about that. But we got to stay vigilant because, you know, these guys... they'll just wait a few weeks or months and try to push it again. But in any case, this time they did not succeed. All right, guys, stick with us. We'll be right back.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And, the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website, www.energy-swap.com, and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000-plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
All right, guys, welcome back to Two Thirds Radio. It's your host, Charles Giuliani. You know, I want to make a distinction. The bill that got shot down yesterday, it's not the thought crimes bill, as it's being called. It's the hate crimes bill. It's the one that Ted Pike had called in about the other day. The thought crimes bill, of course, is still hanging, waiting for vote. And that's the one that would shut down, ultimately, internet radio. It's targeting, you know, violent radicalizationists, you know, whatever. That one has not been shot down as yet. Let's hope that happens. But when you look at the margin of approval with the House, you know, 406 or 404 to 6, that's pretty pathetic. Doesn't look likely that that's going to happen. But let's hope, guys. Anyway. I guess I'll just launch into this. We'll pick up where we left off yesterday. In the meantime, if anybody wants to call in, you get questions, comments, whatever, positive, negative, you name it. Always like to get calls. The number is 800-313-9443. Again, that's toll-free, 800-313-9443. I left off yesterday reading a quote from our good buddy Bertrand Russell, another forecaster, if you will, who talked about where things were going under this emerging world system, where governments would exercise complete authority over their populaces through propaganda, through implementation of pharmacological products. Well, compare what I read yesterday. He said, you know, children will be taken from the parents at an early age. Everybody except a small percentage of the population will be sterilized, and on and on and on. And then he ended by saying, even though all will be miserable, all will believe themselves to be happy because their government will tell them that they are so. And, I mean, isn't that where we're at now? Everybody's miserable. Seriously. And for good reason. Our economy's falling apart. We work twice as hard for half the wages. You know, nobody can afford medical insurance, never mind medical costs. You know, the housing market is a complete shambles. There's huge record numbers of foreclosures on mortgages. And, of course, as we realized from a guest I had last week, Tucker there, this was all done by design. You know, this was proposed at a Bilderberger meeting a few years ago. And here it is. So you've got the whopping majority of people who are, in fact, miserable for good reason. And yet, all the while, the government is telling them you should be happy. And so you've got a lot of dumbed-down people who are not doing anything about the mess that we're in. You know, you watch the mainstream media, and they're telling us that everything's just fine. Look at the economy is booming. Because they'll quote how ExxonMobil, for example, is showing record profits. So that's supposed to convince you that everything's fine and dandy. Yet the dollar is dropping every day, and yet they're covering that up by telling you that other currencies are rising against the dollar, when it's the dollar actually that's dropping against them. So we are in that time that he talked about, where while yet being miserable, people will be happy because the government will tell them that they're happy. But I don't think quite so many are falling for it as they had hoped. And we better wake up to what's going on here, guys. This is all by design. Let's look at another quote similar to that one. This was made by Aldous Huxley. Or maybe I should say Aldous Huxter. This guy's something else. His brother Julian was the first Secretary General of UNESCO, the United Nations Education fiasco. Something the U.S. had been taken off in the early 80s under Reagan, and now Junior Boy put us back on. It's one of the first things he did in January 2001, right after stealing the White House for the first time. Anyway, back in 1959, here's what Aldous Huxter had to say. It seems to me perfectly in the cards that there will be, within the next generation or so, a pharmacological method of making people love their servitude and producing a kind of painless concentration camp for entire societies, so that people will, in fact, have their liberties taken away, but will rather enjoy it because they will be distracted from any desire to rebel by propaganda, brainwashing, or brainwashing enhanced by pharmacological methods. Wow. Now, let me stop right there. We got to review this quote. Does that not describe the messed up situation that we're now living under? Look at this. He says, it seems to me perfectly in the cards that there will be, within the next generation or so, a pharmacological method of making people love their servitude. Who would care to argue with me that we're not in that time right now? Call me up. We're in that time right now, guys, through the implementation of pharmacological products, this self-induced euphoria, this medically induced apathy. People have grown to love their servitude, or at least not be able to complain about it because they're too benumbed by the drugs. We've got one third of all adults today on legal drugs, probably another third on illegal drugs, whatever. Many of those illegal drugs are actually less harmful for you than the legal ones, and less addictive too, I might add. But think about it. We've got a whopping percentage of the population today on some kind of dope, whether it's so-called, you know, legal or not, it doesn't matter. This is all by design, and it's got them in a stupor so that they love their servitude. And when you try to expose to them what the heck is going on, what's being done to them,
you're crazy. You must be one of those paranoid nut jobs that doesn't like the government. Excuse me, can you handle my bottle of Prozac over there?
Yeah, that's not much of an exaggeration either. Did you ever see people that are strung out on this stuff? You ever see a kid on Ritalin? No wonder they behave so well. Mommy and Daddy are so happy now. Junior's doing oh so fine. And they attribute his good grades to the fact that the Ritalin has helped him to do better in school. Well, it's helped him to do better, all right. He is getting better grades, but not because he's smarter or paying more attention. It's because being on the Ritalin, now he gets special concessions when he takes a test. The teacher can basically give the flippant answers to him. I'm not kidding. They do. They can hint around. Don't you remember we read this the other day in class? And then they'll drop little hints, and all of a sudden Junior will remember, oh, yeah. They can almost spell it out to them. They can't come out and say the answer, but they can spell it. I'm not kidding. There's all kinds of little ways they can get around. Oh, it's unbelievable. So, you know, Mommy and Daddy look pleased. Junior's grades are up because they can help Junior to cheat to pass the test. And his behavior is so much better now. Wow. Before, he used to get in trouble smashing windows and stealing cases of beer at the packy, but now look at him. He's so well behaved. That's all he does all afternoon is sit in the corner and drool on himself and wet his diapers. He's so well behaved. He's not in trouble with the law anymore. Oh man, I'm telling you, I'm not exaggerating. This is what's going on in our twisted Orwellian world. And then, of course, he goes on in the quote, "It'll produce a kind of painless concentration camp for entire societies." That's what we're in right now, guys. Yeah. "So that people will, in fact, have their liberties taken away from them, but will rather enjoy it." Do I need to elaborate on that? Do I need to show you how we have had our rights taken away, and apparently people are enjoying it? We're there. And do you see how this was foretold decades ago? Huxley said this was coming, that people would have their rights taken away. Hey, 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 hello. Yeah. What rights have we not had taken away, particularly since 9/11? And apparently people are enjoying it because they're not doing anything. They're in too much of a stupor.
Pass me my Prozac, please. Constitution, what's that?
Folks, this is all by design. These pharmaceutical companies, and I'll have a lot more to say on that on future shows, these pharmaceutical companies have worked in tandem with the CIA and other sleazy government agencies to develop these drugs for the specific and sole purpose of dumbing you down under the pretext of curing your psychoses. They induce the psychoses in many cases themselves, and in the cases where they don't, if you don't have a psychosis, you will when they're done with you. Once they get you on these drugs, you'll definitely have a psychosis. And then that's it. You're in the trap. You'll never get off them. You'll keep going back to your psychiatrist day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year, and they'll continue to renew that prescription. All the while, they'll tell you, don't take to the bottle. The bottle is not good for you. The bottle won't help you with your problem. Your problem requires this medication here. But yet, just like the bottle, you got to keep going back and taking the pills. Pop, 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 pop away. The pills don't solve your problems. The pills just put you in a stupor. But they convince you because you're so dumbed down, you don't know better. You can't know better. They'll convince you that they're helping you. You'll have a phony smile on your face as your problems get worse because you don't even vacuum anymore. You're too dupified, laserfied, sitting on the couch all day. Life isn't so bad after all. Guys, I kid you not, and stick with Truth Hurts. I'll be providing you the documentation in coming weeks, months. These medications, Prozac, Ritalin, Miliril, Zoloft, you know, lithium, on and on and on and on it goes. All of these behavioral drugs were designed with one purpose in mind, to attack the part of the brain that is used to think cognitively. To dumb you down so you can't think clearly. You'll think you're happy. You'll think you're getting treated for whatever psychosis you have or think you have or have been convinced that you have, just so that you will love your servitude.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism.
Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
All right, guys. Theo. Host Charles Giuliani. I just took my Prozac, so I'm very relaxed now, and I'm very happy that our government is controlled by the elites, aren't you? I hope they continue to take our rights away. We got a caller on the line. We got Jerry from South Carolina. What's going on, Jerry?
Hello, Charles.
Yeah, what's happening?
Hey, how you doing today?
I hope you've got your daily dose of psychotropics today.
You know, the funny thing about that is that...
You got to learn to love your servitude.
Yeah, that's true. And basically, the street drugs cost you less than what they charge you in the pharmacy. You can go out on the street and buy the exact same thing that they're pumping in these pharmacies out to you, but for maybe a quarter of the cost. And you get less ODs on the street drugs than you do with the pharmaceutical, because the pharmaceuticals kill more people than the street drugs do. Isn't that kind of ironic? Maybe that's why they want to try to clean the street drugs, because they're too much competition there. But I'm just...
Well, it's true. I mean, and then, of course, you got the government trying to prevent seniors from going up over the border into Canada to buy their medications cheaper. And they're telling them, they're not regulated up there like we are down here. So,
what they mean by regulated is jacking the price up.
Yeah.
Sky high. The reason I called it was a little off your subject today, but these shootings like Columbine, the Virginia Tech, and a few days ago, the kid at the mall. You know, and also the highway shooter up there around Maryland, Virginia, the two black guys, the one was military, and the other kid was like maybe 17, 18, 19 years old that was with him.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I was watching where the cops were doing a press interview, and the funniest thing I heard from one of the police brass was that he said these words, "The goose is in the noose," or something to that effect. And I said, what in the world is he talking about? But see, they were giving codes or trigger words. Over that with the mind control thing. You know, I mean, what is...
Was he making the bear paw secret sign, too?
But isn't it kind of strange that the kids at Columbine, didn't they commit suicide, or did the police get them?
They were murdered. In fact, I'm going to talk about that next week, if I ever finish this show, that is.
Isn't it kind of strange that nobody ever gets to...
Hey, by the way, are you hearing me okay, Jerry? I'm getting word that I'm not coming through too loud.
You come today. Through loud and clear. I hear you great.
Yeah, I think it's that Kerry again. She's got to turn up her hearing aid or something. or else my son's messing with my mic. I'm going to have to let him have it.
Oh, okay.
Let my kids use my computer, and they disasterize it. My settings get all messed up, and naturally, both of them deny it, or they'll point the finger at the other one. I can never figure it out, but anyway.
But, yeah, going all the way back, even back to Lincoln, Lone Gunman, one guy, and all of a sudden, they come up dead. Either they're killed by the police, or they kill themselves.
I was talking with a friend of mine on Pal Talk from Britain this morning, and asking him, hey, are you guys missing out on the fun over there, or do you have psychopaths going off the wall and shooting at people too? And he says, actually, no, we haven't had anything like that yet. And then it dawned on me, well, of course not, because they already took their guns away. It's exactly. Only over here that we're going to get this stuff happening, that they're going to incite it as an excuse to take. I mean, that's it. It's the bottom line.
That's going to be the next step. They're going to say, oh, we got to get all the guns away. But the American people have to realize that the criminals are not going to turn their guns in. If they get the guns, it's going to be from the law-abiding citizens. The criminals are not going to turn their guns in because that's why they're criminals. You get my drift?
Right, right. And, well, it's like the other day when I had Wendy on Wednesday there. I had Wendy Murphy on. And, you know, she was telling us that the laws are written to protect the criminal and to give the victim the shafting. And that it's true. They really are. They're literally written that way. And there's many reasons why, but one of them, obviously, is that the government's run by criminals, and naturally they're going to favor criminals. They want crime. Crime is their best asset to introduce more oppressive, rights-trampling laws. So, yeah naturally. It's not by accident. It's not confidence.
What is the saying? They want to bring order out of chaos. First, they have to bring the chaos in.
Order out of chaos.
Yeah, they want to have create the chaos. They will create the chaos, and then once it begins, then it's going to breed their type of order, not what we experience today, but it's going to be their crazy type of order that'll be brought about. Complete control. But
you know, if you're not liking this, just talk to your psychiatrist. He'll get you on the meds, and pretty soon you'll be happy too.
Yeah, they got this guy. He's a merchant, what do you call him, merchant marine. He's an officer in the merchant marines, and they're trying to say he's crazy and get him locked up. Have you heard about this guy?
And you're not talking about Eric Schein.
That's his name, Eric Schein, yeah.
Actually, okay. I got to get him back on and get an update what's been going on with him. He supposedly had a court trial, trial date last month. Anyway, Jerry, did you want to hold on? We got a break.
Oh, okay, sure.
All right, man. Stick with folks. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hi, guys. It's radio. Host Charles Giuliani. We've got Jerry from South Carolina on the line. So, yeah, any more points you wanted to make, Jerry?
I saw the pictures. I'm in South Carolina, and I'm right near the Georgia border. And I want to take a trip myself, actually, to Elberton, Georgia, and take pictures myself of the Georgia Guidestones. And the first thing on their list there is to manage the world's population down to 500 million.
You have been there, or you want to go there?
No, I've seen the pictures on the internet.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I live right near the South Carolina-Georgia border. Elberton is right across the border. It's not that far from here. I want to make a special trip and go down there with a camera and take some pictures. And from what I understand that, when they people were trying to find out who had it, who funded it to have it erected, it's like they run into a brick wall. Nobody knows, you know, it's Mr. X that funded it, in essence. You know, nobody knows who funded it, but all of a sudden it just popped up there, you know, overnight.
You know, why don't a bunch of patriots get together and, you know, collect a few million dollars in contributions and erect another set of granite stones right next to it, you know, death to the New World Order, you're going down, Rockefellers, you're not going to succeed, you know, why not?
Sounds great. Hey, the last thing I want to say, and I'm going to let you go, is that with all of these shootings, you know, it's either a lone gunman, well, the Columbine thing was, it was two, but both of the kids wound up dead. So, you know, all the way from Kennedy Lincoln, all the way up to the present day, either they get off by the authority, so to speak, or they kill themselves, and they're not able to say, hey, what happened, you know, what's the deal? But nine times out of ten, this kid a few days ago, he's definitely went through some sort of mind control program, because you have to go through training in order to kill people like that. Just to cold-bloodedly kill people, you have to be trained. You have to be trained at some point in time.
Assuming I finish this today, on Thursday of next week, or else the following week, whatever, but my next topic I'm going to do will be Columbine. Tune in for that, because I'm going to go into quite a bit of detail. I found out some really weird stuff when I started researching for that show.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to be tuned in.
Yeah, definitely a lot more that went on there than meets the eye. And, you know, this came out in the local, you know, Denver Post, for example, the local press. Never made it to the national news, of course, as always. They create a whole different story for the national audience than what the locals get. But there's some very, very strange things that went on there. Massive, massive cover-ups. The local judge ordered that all Columbine documents be sealed into perpetuity. In other words, they're never to be released.
Wow.
Yeah.
That sounds like the Kennedy assassination. They'll never
release. I mean, at least they're going to release Kennedy's documents by 2029. Of course, most of the stuff will be blacked out, but nevertheless, at least they're going to release something. With this, they're not going to release anything.
Exactly.
You know, they haven't. They never released the coroner's report. Hey, I'll just throw this out there. I don't want to give the whole show away, but I'll save it, because that's a real shocker. I'll wait till I actually do the show. But trust me, this thing is just it's got government fingerprints all over it. We have state, local, and federal officials involved in cleaning up.
It all stinks to high heaven, you know.
Yeah. And you know, it's no accident. I was like I said, I was talking to my British friend this morning, and they don't have this over there. They don't have psychopaths going off the wall with shootings, but we get them here. It seems every month or every other month, and it's because I'm telling you now. It's because we have gun rights here. They don't have them in England anymore, so there's no need for them to stage these fake things, to hire these half-crazed people and, probably MK Ultra mind control experiment victims to engage in this stuff. There's no need to, because they already got their guns.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Anyway.
It's a sad situation, but the American people have to continue to wake up to what's going on around them.
Right on. I hear you.
Okay. Hey, great show. Take care.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Jerry.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, guys, I'm going to whip this into high gear here. I'm hoping to get as much done today as I can, because I want to get onto this Columbine thing hopefully by next week. It looks like I might only be doing one rant next week instead of two. I think I might be having a guest next Friday. So hopefully I'll get this done before the end of today. Here's another one. And by the way, you know, speaking of forecasts, foretelling, you know, decades in advance where we were going to be heading, George Orwell's 1984 talked about a drug called Soma that would bring about the same effects that we see with Prozac today. And then you compare that with statements like what I just read from Huxley, you know, this painless concentration camp. With pharmacological products being used to dumb the public down so they'll enjoy their servitude, have their rights taken away and not care. You know, again, that's what Soma was all about, to accomplish the same effect on the general population. Well, here we are. We're in that age right now. A rather ugly picture, guys, but unfortunately that's the reality of where we're at today. Big Brother's, George Orwell's Big Brother nightmare is indeed already a reality. George Orwell, under the cloak of novels like Animal Farm 1984, was able to openly reveal exactly where he knew the globalists were planning to take us. He disguised it under the idea of, you know, fiction. Comedians today have that leeway too. They're able to, and often do, they're able to tell people what's going on, but they do it in the context of a stand-up comedy routine so nobody can say anything. There's several comedians that do that. Chris Rock actually does it. If you can stand his vulgarity in between, he makes some very profound statements. He uses comedy as a soapbox to, you know, try to snap the public out of their delirium. George Carlin is famous for that as well. By the way, if anybody has any contact info for him, send it to me to truthhurtsradio@aol.com. I'd like to get him on. He's made a statement recently about 9/11. And for those of you that are familiar with his material, you know, he's made a lot of statements about corporate America running the show and how we the people don't have any power, any say in anything anymore. He's right. I think he'd make a good guest. I just have to remind him that it's a G-rated show, of course. But I'd be curious to you know, poke around in his head there and, you know, see if he has anything more to say about 9/11. So, again, I got a hold of an email for him, but it turned out not to be a valid one. So if anybody has anything, you know, let me know. Anyway, in his classic 1948 work, 1984, he depicted the character O'Brien talking to another character, Winston, telling him, quote, this is, again, from Orwell's book. He said, "The party, the globalist party, in other words, or Big Brother, seeks power entirely for its own sake. We are interested solely in power. We are priests of power. We shall crush you down to the point from which there is no coming back. There will be no love except the love of Big Brother. If you want a picture of the future, imagine a boot stomping on a human face forever." And guys, this is exactly, he knew what he was talking about. He actually had British intelligence connections, it turns out. So he was writing firsthand about exactly where he knew we were headed. And I tell you, but, you know, we're pretty much there. Big Brother is watching. Everywhere you go, there's cameras. You can't avoid it. Cameras are watching everything you do, everywhere you go. Big Brother is watching. Whether you like it or not, Orwell's 1984 nightmare is becoming a reality before our very eyes. You can't do anything. You can't talk on the phone. You can't go on the internet. You can't engage in any kind of business transaction. Everything is monitored and tracked. The way our Constitution is set up, you're supposed to be innocent until proven. Well, first of all, you're supposed to have privacy rights to begin with. But you're supposed to be treated as innocent until proven guilty. Today, they're treating you like you're guilty from the start and that you have to prove yourself innocent. I mean, that's really the mentality of today. Scary stuff. Anyway, another novelist who exposed the globalist agenda through this same medium of novel writing was Taylor Caldwell. He was an author from Connecticut. In her book, Ceremony of the Innocent, she made some very interesting statements, kind of along the same line as George Orwell. And here's one that she wrote. She said, "There will be no peace in the tormented world, only a programmed and systematic series of wars and calamities until the plotters have gained their objective." Wow. This is astonishing, guys. This is a forecast she made. I believe this was in the you know what? I'm not even going to guess. I don't remember when this particular book came out. I think it was in the 30s or 40s. Somebody knows better, call in and correct me. I know this was several decades ago. This is back before the Cold War, or before the Cold War really whipped into high gear. But notice, she knew where things were going. She said, "There will be no peace in the tormented world. No peace. Only a programmed and systematic series of wars and calamities." Look over the past several decades, particularly since World War II. Of course, World War II was a part of it. You can count that. But it whipped into high gear since World War II, beginning right after World War II. This whole idea of U.S. becoming you know, active with military you know, aggressions around the world. This is something unique, as Eisenhower said in his farewell address, unique in the American experience. Traditionally, we had been isolationist. Now we're interventionists. That's all we do is stick our nose where it doesn't belong in country after country after country all around the world. Please notice, before this really became an issue, she was writing about it. She knew where this was going. There would be a programmed and systematic series of wars and calamities, like 9/11, until the plotters have gained their objective. And what is that? She goes on, an exhausted world willing to submit to a planned Marxist economy and total and meek enslavement in the name of peace. You will only get peace when you have been so exhausted with war, you will do anything that you're told, and the leaders will have absolute despotic control. That's what they're after. And she's right. She knew exactly where this was going. Absolutely correct. An exhausted world willing to submit to a planned Marxist economy. What do you think we're heading for now, guys? They're introducing the Amaro in a couple years. They've already got the Euro. Ultimately, these regionalized currencies are going to be merged into one global currency, one global economy. They want to control everything centrally so that every living, breathing human being on planet Earth will be under their constant surveillance, constant control, and you'd better not complain about it or you'll become part of that, 11/12 of the population that they want to extinguish, which we talked about yesterday. That's one of their stated goals, their words, not mine. Doesn't this sound familiar? One of the mottos of Orwell's Big Brother, of course, was war is peace. This is what Taylor Caldwell was writing about in the quote I just cited. War is peace. That's their way to achieve, well, like Bush said, we're going to bring chaos out of order. I mean, order out of chaos. That's what they're doing, guys. Chaos is the name of the game. As long as they can continue to fool you, to sucker you by creating these chaos incidents like 9/11, getting you to look to them as their saviors when they're the ones staging these things in the first place, then you will forever be their mental slave as well as their physical slave, and they will forever be able to manipulate you and continue to get away with the fiascos, sucking more money out of your pocket, getting you to fight these phony wars or your kids to fight these phony wars for them, stealing resources, particularly oil, driving up the price of oil as they laugh all the way to the bank because they're personally profiting from these fiascos. Oh, what is it going to take for people to wake up? The Council on Foreign Relations controlled CIA, I hope you do know that the CIA was created by the Council on Foreign Relations. They admit that themselves. They boast about it. They're proud of that fact. As a matter of fact, guys, every CIA director in all of CIA history has been a major member of the Council on Foreign Relations. Not just a member, but a presiding elite member in the CIA. I mean, in the CFR. Every single CIA director, major player in the CFR. And so it's been through the CIA that big business interests have been served, because that's what this is all about. It's big business orchestrating all of this behind the scenes. Naturally, the CIA, created by big business interests in the Council on Foreign Relations, had the intent from the beginning to use the CIA under the pretext of protecting national security to actually advance the interest of big business, big money, at the public's expense. And that's all they've ever done. You want to know why the CIA is a criminal entity? Why it, according to Congress itself, breaks every day hundreds of thousands of serious crimes all around the world? Well, now you know. It's significant, guys, to take note of a particularly disturbing statement made by a commission formed by President Gerald Ford just 5 months after assuming office. Chaired by Nelson Rockefeller, this commission, of course, as you might guess, was largely nothing but a sham designed to minimize warranted public suspicions about CIA abuses. Nevertheless, it did make some very interesting statements. This is one of them. It made this admission, quote, beginning in the late 1940s, the CIA began to study the properties of certain behavior-influencing drugs and how such drugs might be put to use in intelligence activities. The drug program was part of a much larger CIA program to study possible reasons for controlling human behavior. Other studies explored the effects of radiation, electric shock, psychology, psychiatry, sociology, and harassment substances, whatever that means. But nevertheless, this was a congressional committee chaired by pretty boy Nelson Rockefeller. It's pretty ironic, isn't it? But nevertheless, guys, this is a congressional, it's in the congressional record. This is a statement they made in their final report stating that the CIA helped to develop these mind control drugs. Stick with us, guys. We'll be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
All right, guys. Welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. Okay, we're going to pick up where we left off here before the break. I just quoted this CIA, well, this congressional report, mentioning how the CIA was instrumental in developing these drugs. And yes, you know, you start digging into the MKUltra program, and you'll see that the CIA worked together with big names in the pharmaceutical industry, big names in the medical establishment, These were, you know, nationally renowned professors, doctors, and other medical experts that worked in conjunction with the CIA to develop medications and other sinister tactics for the sole purpose of manipulating the human mind to absolutely despotically control people so that they wouldn't even know about it, so that they could, you know, engage in highly effective propaganda campaigns, dope them up so they couldn't think clearly and would be convinced that they needed these drugs to help them with various psychoses, in, which in many cases they didn't even have, but after putting on the drugs, they did develop psychoses. It's this bad. I'm not kidding. If you're not familiar with this, folks, you've got to become familiar with it. And like I said, I'll have future shows I'll be doing on this subject to go into it in more detail. But this was what MKUltra was all about. And it wasn't developed – this MKUltra program was not implemented to deal with the Soviet threat. Okay, get over that little fantasy. That if you still fall for that, that's not the case. MKUltra, like so many other CIA programs, were developed to be used on you and I. That's right, American citizens, so that they could do, just like Huxley and Bertrand Russell said, to exert despotic control over people and yet have people enjoy their slavery, enjoy having their rights taken away, and believe that they're happy while yet being miserable because their government will tell them that they are so. Well, should you have any doubt that brainwashing enhanced by pharmacological methods could actually be happening today in the United States, well, then consider this. In the June 19th, 2004 edition of the British Medical Journal, we find this astonishing account. British Medical Journal is an internationally renowned and respected medical journal. And listen to what they said here. Excuse me. A sweeping mental health initiative will be unveiled by President George W. Bush in July. The new Freedom Commission on Mental Health was established in April 2002 to conduct a comprehensive study of the United States mental health service delivery system. The commission issued its recommendations in July 2003. Bush instructed more than 25 federal agencies to develop an implementation plan based on those recommendations. Understand what's going on here. This was a group headed up by Eli Lilly and a bunch of other subsidiaries and partners, you know, in the pharmaceutical world. These were major backers, by the way, of both of Bush's presidential campaigns, fraudulent presidential campaigns. And now here he is rewarding them for their support by appointing this panel to help them to implement their recommendations, which would, of course, massively increase their profits through these drug sales. Listen to this. It goes on. Okay, guys, we've got to go to break. I'll pick up with that when we get back. This is major stuff. You don't want to miss this. Stick with us.
With recent internet